Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. Whenever this podcast is reaching you, good day. I am your host, First Lady Christina Renee, and you are now tuned into Parent Talk, the podcast. And this is episode 2 of 42. We talked about accountability on last week and just being accountable and consistent. And today, the topic of conversation is actually going to be something that was brought up when I was actually speaking to my daughter about some things that she was going through in school, peer pressure, all that fun stuff, learning who she is as a person. And it also helped me a lot of times, honestly, when I'm talking to my daughter, the things that help her also help me. They extend to my life as well. Oh, sorry, guys. Let me run that back for a second. This podcast is available on all podcast platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Anchor. So if you have not subscribed, go ahead and do that now so you'll be notified when I upload new podcasts. But getting back into the conversation, a lot of the times when my daughter's going through something and I witness to her, or I kind of troubleshoot options with her, those things actually extend or overflow into my own personal life. Because remember, we're always growing. Because if something is not growing, it's dying. Always remember that. So you should always be growing, have a growth mindset. You don't want to be fixed. So the topic for last week was main character energy. So I think it's very important for you to be the main character in your life. You know, that's not to say completely disregard other people, their feelings, their emotion. I'm not telling you to do that at all. However, I do feel like that putting yourself first is something that most people don't do. It's not second nature. I think most people, it's second nature for them to like do for others. I know as far as for me in my house, that's how it is. But you know, when you're dealing with day to day, you want to check in with yourself and you want to do as much self-care as possible. And that doesn't always mean going to spend money. Self-care can be like reading a book, or something that my daughter and I like to do is sometimes when life just feels so overwhelming, we go take off our shoes and we go stand in the grass. Just to ground yourself, to be in the present moment, is something that I feel like you should try. If you haven't, go ahead and try it out and let me know. Because I personally feel like it's the closest thing to being being with the Creator. You know, like it's the ground that was created by the Creator. And you are allowing yourself to be a part of that. Don't worry about the dirt. Just don't stand in any ants. But I think it'll help you. I think it'll help you. But getting back to this main character energy. So, gosh, I probably should have asked her for permission before I say this, but she was going through something at school, and there was one particular classmate who I guess she always has something to say, you know, mostly negative things, and it's not encouraging. And so, like, my daughter, she likes her friends, and she values what they say. So when this girl has things to say and it's negative, it affects her in a negative way. But I let her know that, like in a movie, you have different people that are in films. You have like the main character, or like the person playing the main parts. They have lines, they have different scenes. Then you have like sub characters. And this word, it may not be exact. Don't crucify me for that. So like you have sub characters. So you may have people that are characters, but they're not as important, you know, to the actual script, not in life, to the script. Which your life is a script, okay? They're not as important to the script as you are, okay? Think of your life as a movie, okay? And so you also have people that are like the baristas at the coffee shops. You know, they have a nice greeting for you. They ask you what you want. They take your order, so on and so forth. They don't really have many lines in your life. And then you have something called extras. Those extras are the other people that you encounter in life. Now you decide how much of your life they'll get parts in your play. I.e., I told my daughter, for example, stop, like, take her lines away. You know, don't give it power, because whatever you water will grow. Whether it's a weed, a flower, whatever you feed will continue to live. Seriously, negativity, it'll continue to live. So don't feed it. Don't give it any lines. You know, just zip it. So if she's saying things that you feel like aren't conducive to your growth, take her lines away from her. Let her be girl two walking across the street. Let her be girl three putting her hair behind her ear. Don't allow people to have these major roles in your life. This is your script. And if you don't like a character in that script, you can remove them. It is that simple. You know, we try to find these ways to change our lives on a massive level. But unfortunately, I'm gonna just let you know the truth. It's really not that complicated. You know, you probably just have really poor boundaries. Because if you had boundaries, there are certain things that people wouldn't even be able to do to you or do around you, because you would stand up for your boundary. But because you don't have those boundaries, you're not going to do that. So that's what I mean about, like, taking their lines away from them. Girl two, walking across the street. You know, person three, riding the bicycle. That's what you want to do. You want to give these people minimum lines in your screenplay. And, you know, I took that advice for myself. I discussed it with my daughter because she was having a problem. But then I applied that to myself. And boy, when I tell you, I had one of the most productive weeks that I've had in a very long time at work. Because listen, you don't have to have a line in my play. This is my play. You know, it's not like you can just go to work and be like, tell your boss, like, shut up. No, of course you can't do that. But what I'm saying is, don't internalize those things. Just know that they are simply an actor and they are performing a script, and don't take it personally. You know, don't take it personally. So the takeaway from this particular conversation this week is, be the main character in your story. Okay? Be that. And if you don't know what that means or you don't know what it looks like, look up some influential people and mimic what they have until you can do it on your own. Do it like training wheels. Nobody just from the first time rides a bike. And if you do have an exception to the rule, it still doesn't change the rule or the experience. Not very many people do that, okay? Most of us start with training wheels. If you were the prodigy that didn't, whoop-de-doo. But most of us started with training wheels. And until you were able to keep your balance, those training wheels helped you to ride and get comfortable with the ride. You know, getting your body in motion to be able to be stable on this bicycle with two wheels. You know, it's an amazing thing. Like, it is an amazing thing to be able to ride a bike. And I feel like the riding a bike applies to a lot of aspects of life. You know, in the very beginning, you're going to need those training wheels. Don't skip that part. Like how they have a saying that says, like, sometimes you got to slow down to speed up. You have to slow down to understand the process of certain things in order to fully reach your potential. And sometimes, example, what that could look like, training wheels. Another example, what that could look like is writing down, like, let's just say you're trying to learn Chinese. I'm just giving an example. You want to learn Mandarin. I'm going to say the correct terms. You want to learn Mandarin. And there's three simple sentences that you would like to remember to be able to recall and say during a conversation. Sometimes those sentences may be very challenging. So maybe you have to break it down. Think about some of the English words that you know and how they connect to some of the same words in the other language that you're trying to learn. You have to break it down. And eventually, with continuous practice, you will get it. But it doesn't happen overnight. And if somebody tells you happened overnight, I'm sorry to tell you, they're a liar, because it's over many nights. That's just like with the, like, when people get, like, Insta-famous. A lot of times, more times than not, those people have been working at something consistently for a while. And a lot of times, the thing that they get famous for is not even what they intended to get famous for. So, sometimes I veer off, I know. But it's with good intention. And when the spirit falls upon, whatever needs to be said is said, and I'm going to say it. Because I think it's just necessary for you to have people in your life that feed you positivity. So this week, when you are starting your week, whatever happened last week, whatever happened last month, whatever happened yesterday, that day is gone, never, ever, ever to return again. Thank God. You are starting over. You're starting anew. This is your script. This is your play. And you are the main character. Oh, to note, one more thing. So every day last week, I literally wrote main character on the palm of my left hand. So that whenever I was having a moment where I was going back into my old rumination cycles, I would look down at my hand and I would see what I wrote. And it would put me back in that right mindset. You need to do what it takes until you don't have to write it down. You know, that's like when we used to go to church and you used to have to learn your Easter speech. You had that Easter speech paper because, listen, when it's Sunday came, you better have that paper. You better know it by heart. So you would look at that paper, look at that paper, look at that paper until you remembered it. And by the time Easter came, you knew that. It's the same practice. The crazy part is every single thing that you needed to learn to survive, you've already learned it. You just forgot. And that's what I'm here for, to remind you that the greatness that you're looking for on the outside is in you. You don't have to look nowhere else. Don't look no further. It's right there. Go look in the mirror. It's right there. That person, he or she, them or they, that is you. You are that person. Because no matter how good a person is, no matter how amazing someone excels, they're a prodigy, all of that, you have something that you bring to the table that nobody in this world can do it like you. Nobody. Nobody can do it like you. Always remember that. I don't care what's going on. I don't care how good this person can spell. I'm saying that because I ain't the best speller. I don't care what's going on. There is something that you bring to the table that brings value that nobody can bring it like you. And for those of you that know me personally, you have witnessed it time and time and time again with myself personally. I know the gifts that I possess. I know God gave me a little extra, and I make sure that every day I try to give it. I try to give it away. I try to give away some positivity. And I'm not going to talk y'all to death. I ain't going to preach y'all to death. But again, being consistent and being accountable for the things that you said that you were going to do. And that's what I'm doing. So on that note, I'm going to go ahead and close this podcast. Remember, this is episode 2 of 42. And this one was about main character energy. Who's the main character? You're the main character. Who deserves the lines? Whoever you give the lines to. And if somebody is not doing the script right, take their lines away. Girl 2 walking across the street. Okay, boy 5 sneezing in the background. You know, it's as a matter of fact, in extras, sometimes the extra may not even have a face. They might just have a sound bite. Take their face out of your presence, have a sound bite. And then guess what? Sometimes none of it, you don't hear it or see it. It's blurred out. You can just take them all out, just delete it. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for listening. If you know somebody that could benefit from this, go ahead and share it with them. Again, continue to be amazing. Remember, you're the main character, and never stop striving to be the best possible version of you. My name is First Lady Christina Renee, and you are listening to Parrot Talk, the podcast. Enjoy your day. Until next week.